1 Peter 2. Laying aside, therefore, all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envyings and all evil speakings, as newborn babes, desire earnestly the pure mental milk of the Word, that by it you may grow up to salvation, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good, to whom coming, a living stone, cast away indeed as worthless by men, but with God chosen, precious, yourselves also as living stones are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Because it is contained in the Scripture, "Behold, I lay in Zion a cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believes on him shall not be put to shame. To you, therefore, who believe is the preciousness, but to the disobedient, the stone which the builders cast away as worthless, this is become the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling and rock of offense, who stumble at the word, being disobedient, to which also they have been appointed. But ye are a chosen race, a kingly priesthood, a holy nation, a people for a possession, that ye might set forth the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness to his wonderful light, who once were not a people, but now God's people, who were not enjoying mercy, but now have found mercy. Beloved, I exhort you, as strangers and sojourners, to abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that as to that in which they speak against you as evildoers, they may through your good works, themselves witnessing them, glorify God in the day of visitation. Be in subjection, therefore, to every human institution for the Lord's sake, whether to the king as supreme, or to rulers as sent by him, for vengeance on evildoers and praise to them that do well, because so is the will of God, that by well-doing ye put to silence the ignorance of senseless men, as free, and not as having liberty as a cloak of malice, but as God's bondmen. Show honor to all, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Servants, be subject with all fear to your masters, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the ill-tempered. For this is acceptable if one, for conscience' sake towards God, endure griefs, suffering unjustly. For what glory is it if sinning and being buffeted ye shall bear it? But if doing good and suffering ye shall bear it, this is acceptable with God. For to this ye have been called, for Christ also has suffered for you, leaving you a model that ye should follow in his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when reviled not again, when suffering threatened not, but gave himself over into the hands of him who judges righteously, who himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, in order that, being dead to sins, we may live to righteousness, by whose stripes ye have been healed. For ye were going astray as sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls.